Gus, the Theater Cat, by T.S. Eliot. Gus is the cat at the theater door. His name, as I often have told you before, is really Asparagus. That's such a fuss to pronounce that we usually call him just Gus. His coat's very shabby, he's thin as a rake, and he suffers from palsy that makes his paw shake. Yet he was, in his youth, quite the smartest of cats, but no longer a terror to mice and to rats, for he isn't the cat that he was in his prime, though his name was quite famous, he says, in its time. And whenever he joins his friends at their club, which takes place at the back of the neighboring pub, he loves to regale them if someone else pays with anecdotes drawn from his palmiest days. For he once was a star of the highest degree, he has acted with Irving, he's acted with Tree, and he likes to relate his success on the horse, where the gallery once gave him 7 catcalls. But his grandest creation, as he loves to tell, was the fire from Raphael, the friend of hell. I have played, so he says, every possible part, and I used to know 70 speeches by heart. I'd extemporized deck chats, I knew how to gag, and I know how to let the cat out of the bag. I knew how to act with my back and my tail. With an hour of rehearsal, I never could fail. And a voice that would soften the hardest of hearts, whether I took the lead or in character parts. I have sat by the bedside of poor little Nell when the curfew was rung, then I swung on the bell. In the pantomime season I never felt flat, and I once understudied Dick Whittington's cat. But my grandest creation, as history will tell, was the fire for Raphael, the friend of the hell. Then, if someone will give him a toothful of gin, he will tell how he once played a part in Miss Lynn. At a Shakespeare performance, he once walked a cat when some actor suggested the need for a cat. He once played a tiger, to do it again, which an Indian colonel pursued down the drain. And he thinks that he still can, much better than most, produce blood-curdling noises to bring on the ghost. And he once crossed the stage on a telegraph wire to rescue a child when a house was on fire. And he says, now these kittens, they do not get trained, as we did in the days when Victoria reigned. They never get drilled in a regular troop, and they think they are smart just to jump through a hoop. And he'll say, as he scratches himself with his claws, well, the theater is certainly not what it was. These modern productions are all very well, but there's nothing to equal, from what I heard tell, the moment of mystery when I made history as the fire for fiddle, the fend of hell.